need content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Thursday, December 27th, as we wind down the year.
Yes, the countdown is on. I don't know. I just wanted to say that.
It sounds good to me.
Like I said, I haven't had coffee yet.
Yeah.
I got up early. I was feeling revived and whatever. I mean, I didn't really sleep that much, but I passed out early. I've just been really tired.
Yeah. Well, you've been partying a lot.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Actually, I wanted to nap like really early. I was so hungover yesterday, and I really wanted to nap early yesterday, but I didn't. Uh-huh. I like forced myself to finish all the chores I needed to do so that I wouldn't be late today.
Good for you.
I know.
There you go.
And I literally was like on my side, like, oh, this sucks. Like, I could totally lay here and sleep forever, or I could eat a lot of grease food, which I will admit I did have french fries. whatever. It's a little bit.
You do get cravings for french fries, huh?
Oh,
you
my God.
You've mentioned it a couple
times.
It's
the only thing that I, like, absolutely love.
Uh-huh.
You can make me so happy with french fries.
Really? Which ones do you like? Do you have any preference?
I like truffle fries.
Mm-hmm. Truffle fries?
Yes.
What's that? With chocolate?
Oh, no. That's a new one. Actually, I've done that before.
Really?
I have done that before. And I've also had, this is really going to sound disgusting, but whatever, chocolate nachos. Yeah, you
nachos.
Can make dessert nachos. Like, if you put, this is really an interesting idea.
Right.
But I wanted to make my own, like, dessert, sort of, but something I could eat. And I was mad back in, like, I don't know, maybe a year or two ago when I couldn't have them because there was so much gluten crap in it. And they had this dessert at, like, I don't know, Taco Bell or somewhere. And I was like, I'm going to make my own. So I took nachos and poured cinnamon and honey and chocolate, and it was actually really good.
Wow.
Marshmallow. Yeah.
Did you have it with a melted cheese too, or
that? Ew, no.
No, that doesn't go together.
It's either one or the other.
Yeah. So I mean, I've heard of
chocolate cheese is weird, but you know what? I would be one who might try that.
Yeah.
Chocolate cheddar cheese.
Yeah. I've had like chocolate covered potato chips and stuff, you know, that they make out here. And those are really good.
So that's the whole, like, sweet and salty. Like, it gets, you know, a certain taste. So that's kind of cool.
I know.
I don't know what chocolate cheddar would be like, but you know what? I might like it. It'd be like a bittersweet.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know. Anyway, cheddar cheese is the only... That's not true. Cheddar cheese and ricotta cheese are the only cheeses I like.
Really?
Everything else sucks.
Why?
Ugh.
Wow, I love cheese, man. I could eat cheese all day. You
well,
know,
I actually
all kinds.
Get sick of it.
Yeah.
I know it does. It makes my stomach really sick.
Yeah, I'm
really
sure.
Sick.
That's probably why you don't like it.
Yeah, maybe.
Wow.
I don't know. I think, like, blue cheese smells so bad.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. So.
Yeah, I can't have blue cheese. That's a little too much.
I don't know what this cheese is called. It's, like, it's a weird word. I don't know because it's Italian, but I can't remember what it's called. But my mother used to travel, like, an hour to go and get it. And
mortadella or something?
It stinks so bad.
Really?
I'm not kidding. That we got a separate freezer just for this cheese. Because that's how bad it smells.
Really?
It smells... Because I remember she put it in our regular freezer and I went nuts because it was in our freezer and our refrigerator. Like little pieces and you freeze it and then you take out what you want and put it in the refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
And I went nuts because everything in the refrigerator tasted like it because it smelled so bad. It would, like, the smell would go inside like my food and... Even my bananas would go through the skin. It was just so disgusting. And I'm like, ah! And I was in high school, I think, at the time. So I freaked out. Like, this is freaking disgusting.
I know.
So she went and bought a new freezer, just like a
just
little one.
Just for that cheese.
Like
she
a little
loved
one.
It so much, huh?
Well, everyone
she had
did.
To have that
I was
cheese.
The only one who didn't.
Oh,
but
I
was so pissed off that all the food tasted and smelled like it that I refused to eat any of the food.
Right.
Is what happened. I was like, no, I refuse to. And I would only eat oatmeal.
Yeah.
So I literally ate oatmeal for like 2 months straight. I've done that before.
God.
Well, I'm fine with that. I was called the oatmeal kid.
Really?
Like, I loved oatmeal.
Wow.
Yeah. But I did that because I refused. I wouldn't. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner would be oatmeal.
Wow.
Just because I refused to have anything out of the refrigerator, and I wouldn't drink anything out of there either.
Wasn't your mom concerned or anything that you're not eating?
They're just like, whatever. I'm weird. They all know that. But this is why she was like, fine, I'll go and get out of the refrigerator. And so she did. So
just for the
my boycott of eating worked. Yeah. So I guess it was sort of a concern.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I love cheese. When we go to Europe, I eat a lot.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Okay. Well,
and then
whatever.
When you eat the cheese, it's like, I don't know. It's in like, it's on people's breath and it stays there. Mm. And then, ugh, it's just, oh, it's disgusting. It's like giving cinnamon gum to someone. Uh-huh. Like if you have bad breath and you chew cinnamon gum, do you not realize that hot makes like horrible breath worse?
Yeah.
Like, do people not realize that? Uh-huh. So what is the point of chewing cinnamon gum? Guys, do not carry cinnamon gum.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
Do you carry cinnamon gum?
No, I don't really chew gum, so okay. I don't. Yeah.
But like men do. I've noticed right. People like, oh, I want a piece of gum? Cinnamon. And I'm like, why would I want that?
Yeah.
Really? It makes your breath worse. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, some people like it, ugh. I guess. In a few minutes, we're going to have hopefully a guest calling in because it is the holidays. I don't know if she's going to call, but she probably will.
Wow.
About this revolutionary sex toy for women and something I saw in a magazine. I thought, wow, you know, this is like different. So we'll talk about it in a few minutes.
I saw a picture of it. Yeah. It looks pretty interesting.
It is.
It kind of looks like a windmill, you know? It just kind of keeps going around.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
It looks like those round shavers that women have, you know, like. Those,
kind of, but I'm imagining it going around and like around, but right. I'm guessing it does.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, we'll talk to them about it.
I just don't know how that would feel good. Like, I'm trying to like imagine it.
Well, no, let's find out from her. I mean, I'm sure it's pretty good. I think it was nominated for Sex Toy of the Year on AVN last year or something. So we'll see. We'll find out about that. I don't want to give away too much. Because then we won't have anything to ask her.
Oh, well, keep asking.
Yeah.
I'll find something. Maybe I want to ask her if she likes peanut butter.
Yeah.
So disgusting. My brain.
Yeah. So, well, this is cool. So the weekend's coming up, and I don't know what I'm going to do, but...
Really? You're doing New Year's?
I wouldn't mind going out, going away, you know, but I never go away when other people do. You know, because
yeah.
it's too much, man. It's nice in town. There's nobody here, no cars. It's cool, you know. And, I mean, I'm just reading about, you know, traffic jams.
Well,
and,
a lot of people are yeah. actually going to be coming here because it's L.A. So it's like people from other places are like, oh, I'm going to go to L.A. for New Year's.
Maybe, thinking but right cool now, idea. I mean, it's, you know, since the Christmas holiday, I mean, there haven't been a lot of cars out there. And it's pretty nice, actually.
Today was not good.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Because Ventura Boulevard, it was empty. So.
Oh, no, it wasn't when I came in. I was pretty irritated. Yeah. Yep. Irritation was arising.
Okay.
So this is so random, but what's your favorite TV show? Do you have a favorite TV show?
The only ones we watch is there's a couple shows. One is Two and a Half Men and the other one is Two Broke Girls.
Oh, got it.
And
okay.
That's about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me what it is that you like to watch.
Well, I mean, I like to watch anything on Showtime or HBO, but what I just found out today, I thought this was interesting, was that Game of Thrones was the most pirated TV show last year.
Really?
I thought that was a pretty interesting.
And that's a long series too, right?
Yeah. It's good. It's a good show. A lot of guys like it. You would like it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that, well, I know in my past life, I lived many past lives in kings and queens time.
So you were in medieval times and stuff?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Absolutely. Mm. I'm not sure what I was, but I know I lived. Because that's what I love. Like, I will watch any movie that's medieval.
Right.
I love the outfits. I love everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, a castle.
Well, yeah, maybe you lived then. Who knows?
I think I did.
Yeah.
But yeah, that show's pretty cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you been watching it?
I'm not saying if I've pirated it or not.
Oh, okay. Well, you can say you watched it without pirating it. You know?
I know. I just wanted to say it like that so you get my point.
Okay.
Yeah, there used to be a site that was an awesome site called Demonoid.
Uh-huh.
And it shut down. It sucks. And it wasn't from here. I think it was from Holland. And which is really weird, but...
like to download movies, you mean, and stuff
you
like
could
that?
Download anything you wanted.
Yeah, well, there's Pirate Bay, which is, like,
yeah,
huge.
Yeah, Pirate Bay is okay. But honestly, like, with Pirate Bay, I mean, here's the secret. You can't download it on your own computer. You have to make sure that your internet is unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
so that anyone can get in, technically. Mm. So if you were to ever get in trouble for things coming from your IP address or your internet address, basically, your computer was unlocked.
Well, yeah, you can do it anonymously, too. I mean, you can, you know.
So they say.
You can browse anonymously. No, you can. But, I mean, yeah, there's still a trail and everything. But at the same time, no, I mean, you know.
Demonoid was the best. It was so amazing. I belonged to it for a while, and you had to be invited in. And you had to prove yourself. Like, you were only allowed, like, one download for a while, and then you had to, like, earn points. So, like, of course, that was at the point where I had everything. I had Final Cut. I had, like, you know, I had, like, $1,200 programs. I was really excited.
Yeah.
And now that it kind of went away in the past 6 months, I'm kind of pissed off.
Well, I'm telling you, try Pirate Bay. You'll see. You'll find anything there.
I've tried it, but I have to say that after I've tried it, now my Firefox does not work properly. So, yeah. I think it's because it's for regular Joe Schmo, and any idiot can go on and use it. I'd rather be part of a club, like a private club.
Right, but then they'll be able to track you down easier.
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay. All right.
That's what I did with Demonoid. It's been around for years and years and years. The only reason they got in trouble, I forget like what happened, but they just closed down.
Yeah.
So that sucks.
I know. A lot of people download shit that they don't pay for and stuff, me included. And, you know, but I also buy a lot of music and software and stuff, you know, so it kind of balances itself out.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, in this age, it sucks when people steal things, you know. I mean, it's like you work so hard for it, you put in time and all that. But, you know, all the copy protection schemes have not worked because they irritate the legitimate owners of software, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like you can't copy your movie, you can't back up your software, all that shit, you know. So people get pissed off. So there's not really a good way to curb this, you know.
No, I mean, and in ways, I know that I'm sure many of my things I've been on have been downloaded without paying, and that sucks because I do enjoy my SAG checks in the mail.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know. That's the thing. I mean, you know, products are not only stuff that's made of material, you know. I mean, you have intellectual property, and you know, we don't have to worry about it here because I give away all the shows anyway.
Yeah,
so I don't have anything to... Yeah, I mean, everybody listens for free, so we don't have to worry about people stealing our content. But at the same time, you know, people that create apps and things like that, you know. Yeah, did you hear about this app? There's an uproar by Asian Americans. I guess there's an app that's called... an Android app that's called Asian Maker.
And
it just make me Asian.
Stop it.
Changes
I want to be Asian. Oh my God, I want to do it. But I'm looking right now.
Asian Maker.
I'm going to get it.
And it puts on a hat like Christina had the other day, you know, those Chinese peasant hats and stuff, you know.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
So people are pissed off.
Yeah, so it like makes your eyes diagonal and slant eyes and things like that, you know.
I think it's funny. They should embrace
mustaches.
I mean, if there was like, be an Italian, you know, and like they put pasta on your face and like you throw it at, you know what I mean? You're throwing pasta or shooting people, like it's the mob. I'd be cool with it. I mean, whatever, it's funny. Embrace where you come from.
There's always people being offended about something, man.
I know.
Like, you know.
Crap.
They also have, apps that are called Make Me Old, Make Me Fat, Make Me Russian, and Make Me Irish.
You know why they want to be Irish.
Yeah.
Because I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Do you know that Irish guys have the biggest...
appendages?
Totally.
Who told you that?
They do.
They do? All of them?
Yes.
Okay.
Not all of them.
All right, if you say so.
This is from a poll. I got it from somewhere once. And then I polled all my friends and they agreed.
Wow, that's funny.
But it was on some, I don't know what site it was one time, and I was like, oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And then we started asking people, and it made sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm looking it up. Asian Maker?
Yeah, Asian Maker.
There isn't one.
No?
No.
It's an Android.
Droid.
Yeah, Android, you're looking on iTunes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to go to Google Play or something. And
what was that one that we were doing that went... Oh, we were playing that game one time. Do you remember that? People started getting pissed off.
Uh-huh.
I didn't care. It was like the guest game. Remember? You had it on your phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Akinator, yeah.
Oh, my God. Let's play it.
You want to play
it? Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're going to think of someone?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Akinator. Okay, so you thought of someone?
Yes.
So why are people getting pissed at it? Oh, that
remember, because we did it like all day for like 2 or 3 days because it was so fun.
Yeah, okay. So this program is called Akinator, and I'm going to ask you the questions and you tell me about it.
Okay.
Okay, think about a real or fictional character, and he'll try to guess it.
I have it.
Let's go. Okay. Let's go. Okay, so the first question, is your character real?
Yes.
Okay, you can also say don't know, probably or probably not. Is your character male?
No.
No. Okay. Is your character from a TV series?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Probably find it quickly. Is your character been in something produced by the Disney company?
No.
No, okay. Has your character ever been married?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Is your character currently more than 50 years old?
Yes.
Is your character still working?
No.
Okay.
In maybe heaven.
A dead actor.
Or in hell.
Does your character have red hair?
No.
Okay. Yeah, people are probably getting bored with this, but who cares?
I don't care.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out who you're thinking of. Does your character mostly play in comedies?
No.
Is your character an actor?
No.
Okay. Is your character linked with cooking?
No. It doesn't know.
Doesn't know yet? Is your character American?
No.
Okay. But it's got to be someone relatively known, you know. Does your character have British origins?
No.
Yeah, we're already at number 14. He's having a hard time. Is your character still alive?
No.
They already asked that, didn't they? Or something. Oh, they asked if he's still working. Is your character European?
Yes.
Has your character lived in Italy?
Yes.
Okay. Is your character Catholic?
Well, it changed.
Don't know, maybe?
Don't know.
Okay, don't know.
Because it was, and then it changed, so... Okay.
Is your character Italian?
No.
No. So he lived in Italy, but he's not Italian. Has your character been dead for more than 100 years?
Yes.
Okay, I figured you'd go with history. Did your character live in the 19th century?
No.
You went back a long way. Has your character been divorced?
No.
Yeah, they probably didn't have divorces back then.
She killed them.
Okay.
I think.
Has your character lived in France?
Yes.
Okay. Did you already think about that one?
No, that was a different one.
Okay. Joan of Arc, right? You asked before. I think
not,
you did before.
I did Joan of Arc before, but you're this
right.
Isn't her.
This isn't her. Was your character sentenced to death? You see, that's what he's thinking now. Because we said France.
Nope.
No. Okay.
Uh-huh, you're stupid.
Yeah, we're question 24 already.
Yeah.
Does your character become a queen?
Does she? No.
Is your character French?
No.
He's totally stumped here. What's he doing trying to guess?
Everyone hates us. I don't really care.
I don't know what this thing is. Lucrezia Borgia?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes. Lucrezia Borgia.
Wow.
But she's actually Spanish.
Lucrezia Borgia.
That's crap. How would it just know that from that?
Yeah? You see?
Yeah.
I don't know, man, but this thing is good. I'm telling you.
I did not give him enough hints for it to just guess it.
I know, but it knows, man. And, you know, the thing is that you can also try and find yourself. It probably won't find it.
But
you can then program it.
Does it go
it
off Wikipedia
there, you know?
Or something?
No, it just... I don't know what it goes based off, but... Yeah. No, but if it doesn't find you, then you can enter it, you know?
Wait,
can actually
what is this app called again?
Akinator. Akinator.
I'm totally playing this. Okay.
Okay.
We should talk
well,
about
let's leave it for now.
No, okay, but I'm just downloading it. Akinator the Genie?
Yeah. The Genie, yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Totally
well, so fine. Much for the phone call. I figured they probably wouldn't call.
And you buy
me.
It
what
for $1.99?
Is that, yeah, maybe. $1.99, I don't know, yeah. But it's definitely cool, you know.
I'm buying
it.
It
keeps you busy.
I'm going to play this in the car all the way to Tahoe.
Did you find the Asian maker?
No, I couldn't find the Asian maker. I was trying.
That
would be so
awkward. Maybe they took it down,
no? Wait, I have to go on my droid.
I doubt it.
Dude, I'm just going to make everyone be Asian. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. And, yeah, you know, the app we used the other day, I saw it in the paper, the one you used to explode, the explosions
and
everything. So is it called, like, Robot or something?
It's called Action Movie, or...
I think there's, like, something Robot.
No, I have it right here.
Maybe it's...
Action Movie.
Action Movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm going to play that, too. It'd be really funny to just judge people who are driving by. Like, yeah. Check this out. You're missilized.
Yeah. These are effects, guys, that you can get on your iPad or a phone where you shoot video and then you can add effects like a missile exploding or all kinds of things like that.
Does yours have sound?
Maybe it does, but
it
my sound is off.
Sorry.
Did it download it?
I downloaded. I was really excited. All right.
Well, look, if she doesn't call later, then we'll just cover the product real quick and we'll see. But, you know, I just figured, you know, it's a week where some people don't work. You know, why would she schedule it today? But
I don't know.
What are you
I was looking
do,
forward
man?
To one.
I know. Well, we'll go over this if she doesn't call in 15 minutes.
What else is going on in the...
What else is going on? So, you did you hear that George H.W. Bush is in ICU?
Why?
Yeah, he's pretty old and he's ill. I think they said he's got fever and everything. And the funny thing is that everybody's already talking about him as though he's dying or dead, you know?
That's messed up.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're not saying that, but they're already, like, covering his history and talking about him, you know, the way they do when you... eulogize someone, you know, so it's, but he looks frail. He's 88 years old. They're saying he's the oldest living former president, edging Jimmy Carter by about 4 months.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I knew Jimmy Carter.
So 88 years old, yeah. I don't know. Would you want to live to be that old?
Oh, I know that I'm going to be.
Yeah?
Yep.
So you're prepared for it?
Well, it is what it is.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's pretty old.
Yeah. I don't know. My grandmother's 89. She's fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
My other grandmother's younger, but this one's 89.
That's not too bad. Yeah, some people look terrible at 90. You know, I mean, you know, it's pretty old.
My grandma's walking around. She's, you know.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
She's pretty sparky.
Yeah, she's probably got good genes and stuff.
Well, look at me. I'm amazing.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. That was really fucked up. She still cooks pasta.
Yeah.
And all kinds of yumminess.
Wow.
Mhm.
Yeah, you see, grandmothers are like that.
Of course, when I go back there, they're like, what the hell is this gluten-free pasta shit? Blah, blah, blah. Because when we were younger, we used to make the pasta from scratch.
Yeah.
And we used to have the machine that you knead the dough through it and pull the strings out. And yeah, it was like the women were in the kitchen all day long where the men were in the other room watching sports.
Yeah.
How is that fair?
Nothing has changed.
And I used to want to get out of it and be like, no, I don't want to be in here. And they're like, you have to. The women are in here. And I'm like, no. And I used to want to be a boy so bad when I was younger because I hated doing anything in there with all these like, oh my God, did you know what she said? Oh, blah, 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 blah. And it would drive me nuts.
Wow.
And I'd be like, can I just go watch sports, please? Especially like you're telling like, you know, a kid, like, you know, I think it was like, well, the kids run around crazy through the house. But
right.
I think I might have been like 8 or 9 and they're like, you're staying in the kitchen to help. You're going to learn how to do this. And I'm like, but I'm not going to do this. I'll have someone do it for me when I'm older.
Oh, God.
That's what I used to say. I'm not cooking. I'll hire a cook. Just kidding. I can cook.
Your parents probably go crazy. You probably drive them crazy sometimes, huh?
Yeah, but the rest of my family's crazier, so it's fine.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. You've met my sister. Are you kidding? She's off her rocker. But they, like, she's just so out there. But, well, she would probably just go in the Whole Foods dumpster and bring you food.
So the whole family is like that.
My brother's...
A little crazy.
My brother's more tame.
Yeah.
He kind of just sits, observes, watches, and then says some smart-ass remark here and there. And you're like, were you even listening? Whoa. That's weird. Yeah.
How old is he?
My brother, he is 28.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So he's the middle one, right?
His birthday was Christmas Eve.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. He's Christmas Eve. I'm Christmas Day.
Wow.
You know,
what
my
are the odds? You
my
know?
Parents' names are Mary and Joe. How funny is that?
Yeah.
I'm Jesus.
Mary and Joseph.
I am your walking God. Listen to me now.
Oh, man. So, what else? Oh, we went to see, I mean, I haven't been to the movies in probably a year or so, just because I think they're so expensive, you know, especially you go to the Arclight, $15 a ticket, man.
Yeah, but the Arclight's so great because you pre-buy your tickets, you know where you're sitting, you buy the seat, you make sure no one's next to you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can kick back, the chairs recline, they're nice seats.
But you know what,
there's a lot of, if you want it.
There's a lot of nice theaters where you don't have to pay that much, you know, and it's still
where?
Nice.
Oh,
I
like,
don't have to have reserved seating in the
not
theater,
to be
who cares?
Weird. But yeah. I think about these things. Like, if I go into a theater that's kind of run down, even though some are cool, but it go into a theater that's kind of run down, that's, like, cheap, I automatically think, I look around me, and I look at the seats, and I'm like, what if these seats have lice?
Yeah.
No, I think like that. And I know that's crazy, but I'm like, eh, and I'm sitting on it. So I don't lean my head back against the chair like that's going to do anything.
Yeah.
But I just feel dirty. I feel gritty.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't. I'd rather be in a nice... Whatever.
No, I mean, those nice ones, you know, where you don't have to
because if you think about it, they don't clean those seats. And then you think about how many people have actually sat in those seats from wherever, and gnarly, gritty hands have slime on their nose, and they touch the seats, and it goes all over, and then they sneeze all over the rest. It's just, I think, I get very visual.
Yeah.
So I think, like, ugh. Like when I walk in, not that the Arclight's any better, but like I think if you pay more for your seats, you have a little bit more manners. Like I don't know why that's in my head, but it's like they're more expensive, so people have worked harder and they have better manners, and they just take, I don't know, they might, I might not wipe their slime all over the seats. I don't know.
Reasonable thinking, but I don't think that's the case.
This is where my brain goes.
Yeah.
When in fact, I had to say that one of the best movie theaters is, it's called Silverlight, and it's in Naples, Florida, and it was awesome. I mean, they're like leather seats, and they bring you whatever you want, or there's a bar, like Arclight too, I think it might be the same company, but they're just, it's newer and nicer there, it's pretty awesome, anyway.
Yeah. But I don't know. In my opinion, $15 is a lot of money, you know, because two people is $30. You get popcorn and drink another $15 or something. It's almost $50 to go out.
Remember when it was $4?
Yeah. I mean, you can rent the fucking movie for $2 or for free and watch it at home, you know?
This is why you don't go to the theater unless it's, like, really good special effects.
Right. But sometimes you just want to go out, you know? So we actually went to a movie that you probably wouldn't go to the theater to watch.
What did you
watch.
See?
Guilt Trip.
I wanted to see it, but
it's so funny.
Okay,
you gotta see it.
I was
just
probably
not a movie
going
that
to pirate
you...
it.
Yeah.
That's the kind that you would pirate. You know? You don't go pay and see that in a theater. There's no effects in that. It's
no, there's
funny.
No effects, but it's funny. If you like Barbara Streisand, you know, she's
I like
funny.
Her. She's funny.
She dotes on her son, and it's just
funny
as hell. Yeah. She still has it, you know?
Yeah.
And I gotta tell you, excuse me, I don't know how old she is, but she still looks good. She's got to be, what, in her late 70s or something?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've always liked her.
Yeah, she's cool, man. She's really cool, you know, and she's funny. And the movie was funny, yeah. I mean, it was, and it gets you to think a little bit.
Yeah?
You know, yeah. Let's see how old Barbara Streisand.
Are we that far today?
How old?
Wait, hold on. I'm just going to play Pac-Man.
She's 70.
Hold that thought. I'm kidding.
She's 70.
Is she?
Yeah. She was born in 42.
Wow.
So 70 is still pretty young, you know? I mean, so I guess it's just because she started so young that she seems to have been around forever, you know? What the hell are you doing
there? I didn't mean to do that.
Then turn off your fucking sound.
I don't know how.
On the side, like an iPhone probably, no? Like on the side?
Oh. Okay. I don't know. I don't have an iPhone.
Yeah, but I think you'd figure out how to turn off the sound.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Well, look, I guess she's not going to call, so we'll just promote the product because I think it's really cool. So, now this is an oral sex toy for women, and it's called Squeel, and it's spelled Squeel. So if you go to squeel.com, you'll see what it looks like. It has a wheel, and it has tongues on it, small tongues.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
What are you laughing at? You're reading something?
Because I decided to go in the App Store and just type sex games in to see what would come up.
Yeah.
And there's some really weird stuff on there.
Really? There's actual sex games on there?
Wow. My brain is in the gutter. I'm coming up with some really cool stuff for my car ride. All right, I'm listening.
So anyway, so this thing is like it has a wheel and with little tongues on it. So it, I guess it spins on your clit and gives you pleasure. So now, so like I said, you can go to squeel.com, S-Q-W-E-E-L.com. And you can see this thing now. I mean, you know, I just got interested by this because it looks different. It's definitely different from vibrators and all kinds of different accessories. And this thing is pretty interesting, actually. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I would be interested. Well, I would never be able to experiment this or experience it the way women would. But I would like to see what, you know, how it would work on a woman. You know,
right.
I mean, I'm wondering how cool it is because it looks cool. You know, so you don't know if it's going to work cool or not. But I found it a little silly to have, like, tongue-shaped things on it.
Right.
But maybe, maybe they're onto something. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
So
if I get one, I will let you all know.
So there's all kinds of tweets here. An earth-shattering, screaming, utterly blissful orgasm that seemed to go on for days.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
I believe that one.
Do you have a collection of toys?
I may.
You may.
Okay. I may have a drawer.
Yeah, I guess every woman
I'm just dying laughing. So these sex toys.
Okay,
sex
apps? So tell me about it. I mean, I guess we're done with this one. You guys can just go and check it out and see. I think it costs like $60 or something. Let's see.
$60 for a toy?
What? I mean, most toys cost that. Are you kidding me? Like, what? Vibrators and stuff, don't they cost like $50?
I don't know. I've always got mine for free, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Never thought about it. Okay, yeah,
they have a lot of different places you can buy it online. Just go on the website. It'll tell you.
I typed in sex games on the iPad, and let me just tell you what has come up. So I downloaded a few of them, like the Dirty Game of Truth or Dare. Why not? Why not?
Yeah.
Adult Wheel of Foreplay. That could be fun. Sex Dice 3D Light. I don't know. That looks stupid.
Yeah.
But here's where I started laughing.
That's not really raunchy stuff.
No, here's where I started laughing. Anime dress up. So it's this naked anime, and you dress her up. and then I just started thinking. My brain kind of went to, like, these weird, you know, dudes. Like, have you seen that movie where, like, the guy falls in love with a mannequin? It's a true story. You know that, right?
No, I didn't know it's a true story, but I think I saw the movie.
I believe Ben Affleck's in it, I want to say. I thought it was him. But yeah, he, like, falls in love with this mannequin, like, for real. And it literally is based on a true story, and he thought it was real, and everyone had to treat him like it was real. It was just crazy. Anyway, there's one of my virtual girlfriends, and this is where my brain went, of, like, all these disgusting weirdos getting on here and actually thinking, like, this is my virtual girlfriend. I'm going to rub her and squeeze her and dress her.
Especially an anime girl, you know? I mean, and this guy's masturbating to cartoons.
It's just disgusting. Yeah. Like, this is so gross. Strip the difference. Actually, that looks kind of hot because the anime looks hot. But sex position decider game. Why? Why would you have a... Look, wait. Hold that thought. Let me decide which position we're going to do.
Let's look at the app.
Hold on. Let me see what the app says. Oh, okay. Wait. Oh, all right. We're going to go this way. You know, like, really? Guide to sex toys and lingerie.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you're a virgin, best sex tips, Sex Facts 500. But then what's funny is... It goes into the perfect girlfriend, and it's a real girl on here loading your perfect girlfriend. Loading,
really?
It says that. It actually says loading your perfect girlfriend. That is disgusting.
Oh, man.
Kissing contest. But here's what's number two.
Guys are sometimes pathetic, don't you think? I mean, the things they'll do for sex and stuff. And it's all from, you know, I mean, nature makes you crazy.
Yeah.
People have to understand that.
Well, here's another one.
I don't
think
any man chooses to be like this.
Here's another one that's kind of weird. And this actually was number two. I skipped it to give you those and come back. Mm-hmm. But, you know, number two on the iPad list, which I find really weird, which freaks me out, is iBugs Invasion.
Eye Bugs Invasion.
I don't know how that falls into sex games, but it's Eye Bugs Invasion. So now my brain goes to, do I play, download this app to make sure there's no bed bugs? Is that what it is? Or is it like, then I start thinking like, ooh, what if it's like lice, but whatever it is. Oh, what's it called when it's like, it's like lice, but down
mites,
there.
Bed mite. No.
No, when it's down, like when women or men don't shave and they have bushes and like.
Okay.
Oh, it's isn't it crabs?
Crabs. Oh, okay. Okay,
so crabs. Then I started thinking about that. Why would this be in the sex section? I am so weirded out right now. I am like disgusted.
Well, maybe it's a video game or something.
It
maybe
is not a video game.
No.
Eye Bugs Invasion.
Doesn't it say what it is?
I don't know, but why would it be next? I clicked on it by accident. Just get it away. Get it away. Oh my God, I am traumatized right now. Traumatized.
So did you know that being a transgender used to be categorized as a mental disorder? Transgender. So I guess now they're taking it out of the book, the DSM-5, which is like the Bible for the for psychiatrists. And this is like. A lot of people, people used to think you're insane for, it's pretty sad when someone has to be born like this and then to be told they're like, screwed up or not normal and things like this. Now, yes, being a transgender is pretty out there, you live on the fringe and stuff.
Pretty
but,
out there. Well, I think it's because they can't decide if they want to be male or female. They want to be both, so there they are.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, sometimes they're probably just like nature has made them that way, and it's not like you choose to have such a difficult life, That's why I'm thinking also like with gays, I can't imagine them choosing to be gay when difficult.
Actually, there was a study that came out not too long ago, and it's the when the mother is in the eighth month, they don't know why, but either an extra chromosome certain hormone is released. I'm sorry, a certain hormone is released, and it either puts the extra chromosome in or it doesn't, or it messes with it. Whatever. Mm. I can't exactly remember. I don't have the thing in front of me, but I remember reading it and being like, oh, that's interesting. In the eighth month, they don't know why women release this hormone. But if it's a boy and you already have that, then it's fine. But then if it's a boy and then it releases the female hormone, then it becomes gay.
Wow.
And then vice versa. But if it's it's a boy and it's just the boy hormone that's being released, then it's fine.
But I can't imagine it's only in the 8 months. I mean,
No, it has like to do with something in the 8th month. Google it. It's on Google somewhere. I don't know where, but I remember reading it.
So you tell me that all gays are because of that?
Yes.
Really?
It's actually become a scientific fact. It's like recent. It just came out. I think it's like a Harvard study. I'm going to Google it.
Never heard of that.
Well, start talking about something else while I Google this.
Okay.
And I'm going to prove it to you.
Yeah, no, but I mean, it's amazing some of the things that they used to have in there for mental disorder and stuff. Now, for example, they're taking Asperger's syndrome and including it under autism. And, it's like it makes me wonder because it seems like in the past few years a lot of kids are autistic. And I don't know if it's because more of them are being diagnosed that way or it's just because our lifestyles are producing more kids like that. I think maybe because women are having children when they're older, that could cause this and stuff. And maybe that's why, because more and more women are waiting and having kids later in life. So that could contribute to it. But,
okay, here it is. It's the University of Texas in Austin. Basically, a band of scientists which believe the hormone levels in the womb rather than genetic or social factors determine whether some people become gay or lesbian. They did a huge study. And then there's another people that did a study, too. But it's... the National Academy of Sciences also published a whole study on it. And the University of California also said that they did a study on it. And it has to do with what hormones are released during pregnancy.
Wow.
Yep.
So you're saying that people can actually control this?
You know what, though?
The parents.
I mean, like I say, you are what you eat. So if you're pregnant, and you're eating really shitty foods that have a ton of hormones in them, if you're eating a lot of soy products or milk products or things that are meat that have pumped hormones, genetically altered, meat things or whatever, then you're putting that in your body.
Right.
So, of course, it's going to mess with your system and whatever is in your body. So, what makes me mad anyway is, people, I know people that have, smoked still when they're pregnant or, just It's just, it's crap. Like, it's totally crap because you're basically, whatever you're putting into yourself is what your child is developing and forming, and that's, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've never been pregnant. I mean, I've never had a child. So, therefore, I don't know what, I'm going to say this now, but who knows? I would never do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not saying that I'm preventing it from being gay or straight. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying I would eat properly
and
healthy.
And stuff, yeah.
Right. You're gonna get, you may get your weird cravings, like, I don't know. But I'm weird anyway, so I don't really know. But you are what you eat. That's my thing.
Yeah.
Because if you notice, there are more gays and lesbians out, or more gays and lesbians nowadays than there ever have been, given there's more people in the world, given it's more accepted in the world.
Right.
There always have been gay and lesbian,
right.
Don't get me wrong. With that, but there are more because we just put things in our food. I mean, there's more allergies than there are nowadays. There's more, you know, I don't go into my whole food study because I don't feel like going into that right now, but anyway.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty complicated
thing.
Eat
organic.
I don't think it's that easy or that simple to explain, you know, but at the same time, that's why, but, you know, I am totally convinced that, you know, being gay is a genetic thing. It's I can't imagine anybody would want to be one when life is so difficult, it seems, for them.
Well, it's getting easier.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, I mean, they're still, like, discriminated against in many ways. So, anyway.
Sorry, I'm just reading. I just Googled something, and I was like, is there any therapy that can change a person's sexual orientation? Are you serious? Like, really? Why would you go through... I don't know.
Well, there's people... there's that... There's those programs now that talk, they try to talk gay people out of being gay.
You know how sad that is?
Turn them into straight.
It's so sad.
It is. It is.
Kind of,
I mean,
like,
you put a kid through this, totally screw them up.
Completely. Completely. Yeah. Well, it kind of reminds me of, like, oh, this is so stupid, but I watch Vampire Diaries, and it's like this girl got turned into a vampire, and her dad put her in a torture chamber and was like, you're not a vampire. You will not eat blood and try to torture her to talk her out of being a vampire.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, but I am what I am.
Yeah.
How can I change to, you know, I'm the undead. You can't make me normal again.
Yeah.
So, not, I know that's a stupid analogy, but what I'm trying to say is, obviously, if once you're a vampire, everybody knows you're a vampire. You can't change that.
Right.
So my whole point is, once you're gay or straight, you can't change that. It's
right.
The same thing. Like, you can't undo someone from being that way.
Right.
Or they'll never be happy. They'll just be lived a fucked up life.
Because it's something that you are, not something that you do, you know? It's not
right.
Something that you can just stop.
So maybe they'll, like, you know, when he was, like, beating the daughter and, like, you know, trying to make her not eat blood ever again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she doesn't eat blood for a long time, but that craving builds and builds and builds, and they're just going to go ape shit one day and murder a bunch of people. Whereas, like, gay and lesbian, it's like, you okay, go through that therapy or something, and, you know, maybe they'll just tell you or act like, fine, I'll be straight, and then they'll be straight with somebody, or maybe they'll even get married, who knows.
Yeah.
I know some people who were gay and got married
and then they're never happy though.
No, never happy, and suffered, and it's like, well, what are they doing on their side? Cheating.
Right. Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
to what they know.
I know. And then women find out that the husband is cheating with another man, and that's like devastating.
I have a few friends that went through that.
Yeah.
Two girlfriends, actually.
Yeah, I've heard of a couple.
Yeah.
That's pretty sad.
It's really sad.
Wow. I mean, you know, you live with someone, you think you know them. You know, you really think you know them. And then it turns out to be something else.
I don't know. I'm so open-minded and so cool in that way that I just tell me. You know, like, just tell me.
Exactly. What's the big deal?
Yeah. And it's not like I would go and blab to everybody or whatever. I'd be like, all right. So it is. So go do what you got to do. And we're not together anymore. Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, this mental illness thing, you know, it's like...
That's just wrong.
Now I'm reading that 1 in 5 kids have mental illness. Now, you know, you have to wonder about the diagnosis and everything.
Oh, that.
Maybe more people are diagnosing them as that. But but I believe it, you know. I mean, this is like 20% of our kids that are having problems. And you
honestly,
know what I've seen... I've seen kids having problems, you know, it's not
people
just regular
growing
pains.
People just want to title it. Kids
no,
are
look,
kids.
No, not necessarily. Look, I mean, a kid, look, when you have an adult with a mental illness, do you just write them off or what?
Depends. Okay, here's the thing. When I was younger, I was hypo. Like, I ran around like crazy, ran around in circles, and everyone was like, oh my God, that child is so hyper. Holy crap.
Right.
I don't know. Look at my mom. Poor you. you know? And then I wasn't allowed to have sugar ever because if I had sugar, it was double time, you know? It'd be like, like monkeys swinging from the ceilings. Like, I was crazy.
Yeah.
And all of us were. And I get that. But do you call that? I mean, what do they call it right away? They called it ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
You know, honestly, I don't have ADHD. I know I don't have ADHD. Yeah. I'm just being a kid.
No, the thing is this. Look, when you don't label everything, but when you see your kid is struggling, okay, and they're not functioning, they're having a hard time. I'm not talking about like growing pains and stuff, you know, not the socializing, the, you know, the insult they take sometimes and stuff. But a child is just like, you know, uncontrollable, depressed.
I'm not drugging, you know, my child.
What's that?
I would not drug my child.
So what would you do? I mean, would you let them grow up suffering?
No, I would take it as it comes. Honestly, there's so many healing and other modalities that you could do to help them.
What if it didn't
there's
work,
natural,
though?
St. John's wort, okay? You put someone on St. John's wort on certain doses, and it's the same thing as an antidepressant.
That's what they say.
No?
Yeah.
I've done it.
And?
And it works.
Were you clinically depressed?
Was I?
Yeah.
No, but I remember when I was younger, like, I was like, this is... And, like, ADHD, oh, she's ADD or ADHD, and they, like, drugged me like a zombie on all this stuff. I mean, it was ridiculous. And I listened to my mom, like, well, okay, whatever. I was on Ritalin. That made me go crazy. Like, I tried everything. I was, like, on whatever. And you're drugged with so much that you just become like, well, maybe I'm depressed now. I don't know because I'm so tired all the time. And I'm so whatever. It's just crap. It's just drugs they put. You know what I mean? Like, I'm normal.
Yeah.
Like, I stopped taking everything and, like, cleansed it all out of my system and realized, no, it was actually the drugs that do that to you.
Mm.
And these are prescription drugs.
Right.
That's pathetic.
Yeah.
So nowadays, yeah, I think that people are just finding excuses. They want a title on, oh, my kid's too hyper, so they're ADHD.
Well,
oh,
no, I mean,
this.
Look, you find the category and you
they're depressed,
it,
blah, blah, blah.
You name
well,
it
what
so
else?
You know how to treat it, you
but
know?
But what else is that kid on? Other medications? You know?
No, I don't know what they're on, but the thing
but
is...
But that's what I'm saying. Like, there's other factors. I think there's just...
Of
I don't
course
know.
There
I,
are.
I just think it's crap.
Of
I really do.
Of course there are,
I think
but
it's a sorry excuse for the pharmaceutical companies to come out with a new drug for a new shitty, you know, made-up disease. Honestly.
Okay.
I really do.
Okay, but if I think if you see a kid that's depressed or that's totally screwed up and
then
stuff...
Then I would put my child on natural...
You would want to do something.
On natural.
And if it didn't work, then you'd have to turn to medicine.
It would work. But if it didn't, I would digest it or I would take it all in and look at, but I would look at everything like what's going on in their life that's different, what are they eating is a major thing, and that's huge. You know, environment, sleeping pattern, you look at everything and then you take that all in, you digest it all, and then you assess the situation and go from there. And this is what I'm studying, so like this is, you know, this is a big deal to me. There's always a way. There's so many, you don't understand, like all of the antibiotics that we have used to be all natural coming, go way back in the day. Used to be all natural coming from our own plants. Our own plants that were oils, trees, like just nature itself.
Right.
Now they've been genetically modified and chemicals are put in and more crap is put in. And that's what you're going to give your child. Basically, you're going to give your child like a bunch of chemicals and you're like, it's cool. I'm cool with it. Really?
Yeah.
Well, that is going to cause so many other issues.
Right. No, that's true. I mean, most medication has side effects, you know, and it makes you like whatever. And
I just don't. I mean, I'm not saying I don't believe in antibiotics. I do. I mean, I if you're like really sick, then yeah, those work. Okay, great.
Right.
I'm not saying live on them forever.
Right.
I'm not saying.
You're just not for medication that you have to take for the rest of your life every day.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I'm so against it. Trust me, I've went through it. Like in high school, I went through it. Like they gave me everything.
Yeah.
They didn't know what the hell because I was so crazy hyper and I was all over the place.
Because you obviously did not have a mental disorder.
No.
But I mean, but some of these kids do and it's real.
But they try to make it that I did. That's what I'm saying.
No, okay. Okay, yeah. In your case, I can see that. You know,
and
I don't see
crap.
That it really interfered with your
life
or anything.
I tried like so many different medications during one period that made me go crazy. It was making me go crazy because all these things were in my system. Now, when you try one drug and then you come off of it for 2 weeks and then you try another drug and then you come off of it, they say it takes, you know, 1 month to get out of your system. That's bullshit. Total bullshit. Because those chemicals that are in my body, what has it already done to me?
Mm. Well, yeah, that depends.
Anyway.
I mean, look, yeah, some of them actually clear out of the body sooner than others, but
I just think it's,
but at the same time, look, obviously, you know, if you can solve a problem without medication, it's much better. But I don't know why
the first thing people do is run to a pharmacist or run to a doctor to prescribe medication that is chemicals being put in your body. When you, if you just think about it for a moment, just wait and just, okay, what can we do naturally that will work first?
Yeah.
I don't know why they don't try that.
I know.
There's naturopathic doctors and homeopathic doctors everywhere now. And if you go to Whole Foods, there's all kinds of stuff in there that you can just play with.
Right.
That are labeled.
Yeah, but some people don't have time
people.
To play with it. They're labeled
for like.
You know, they have suicidal kids and shit. You know, you gotta remember.
Okay, but then.
But there's no time.
But kids just don't become suicidal. There's got to be something that triggered that.
No,
was it a
depression.
Death in the family?
No,
was
no,
it
no.
This was it. Yes,
when
there's always a trigger.
When you're a depressed person, you can, or you know, but, bipolar, whatever, you can kill yourself for no reason.
All right, well, I'm just saying you don't just become suicidal. There has to be a trigger that becomes that way. What are you unhappy with in your life?
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, depression is not about things that are making you unhappy. Depression is about not functioning, your body, like, not being able to...
Yeah, it's not functioning because of something that happened to you, something that triggered something that happened.
No, I'm telling you.
I believe that.
Okay, well, you got to get more into mental illness.
I was involved in it. I was studying psychology for a long time. And like I said, I've tried everything. I know a lot about it.
Right.
I'm not trying to argue with you. I mean,
We can argue. That's what the fuck the show is for.
I'm just saying, like, I believe what I believe in, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, I accept that. That's fine.
And I'm hard-headed.
That's fine. I think that sometimes there's no choice, and you have to use medication, especially when someone's suicidal.
No, I think if someone is seeing, like, you know, and there are multiple personality, and there's a ton of things going on, that's an extreme case. That's something totally different.
Yeah.
Those are extremes, and that's going to take years of therapy and to get it out and dig and whatever. And you have to be willing to do that. But
yeah,
everything can be taken away. Yeah, I believe that.
You have to understand, though, that there's a spot in the brain that gives you pleasure. And if there's something wrong with that,
I know
you're not going to experience any pleasure.
About that.
Okay, good.
Different serotonin levels.
Okay.
And yes, trust me.
I know all about it. I trust you. Okay. All right. Well, this is the end of the show and the beginning of our New Year's. So.
And on that, go drink a lot and be merry.
Yeah, exactly. No medication. At least not one that's prescribed to you. All right. So tomorrow we're not going to be here. We won't be here Monday. And I'm sure all of you are going to take some time off. So have a great New Year's. Brigetta, enjoy it. Have a great New Year. When we come back, we'll be celebrating a one-year anniversary.
Yay!
Right here on the air. So, Happy New Year to everybody, to you too, Brigetta, and we'll see everybody next year on Wednesday.
That sounds good.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an L.A. Talk Radio production where we say what we want.